Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Pan's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2016 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/ir, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Ignacio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Ignacio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Pan and its subsidiaries for the third Q 2016 results. Beginning with the highlights on page three, we'll see that Pan maintained a strong retail credit origination, averaging 1.8 billion reais per month in this quarter, 4% higher than last quarter, driven by payroll loans, credit card, and also vehicle financing. Our credit portfolio increased 3% on the quarter, closing at 18.7 billion reais, even considering the credit assignments of 2.6 billion reais. The retail credits rated between AA and C kept improving, reaching 92.3% of this portfolio. Corporate loan book with guarantees ended the quarter at 3.2 billion, contracting mainly due to market conditions. Our managerial net interest margin was 13.9% in the quarter, above last quarter's. This quarter, Pan posted a negative net result of 13 million reais in the quarter, improving over the last, mainly because of greater volumes of credit assignments and also lower provisioning expenses. Our equity stood at 3.4 billion, and our Basel ratio stood at 13.4%. On the next slide, we have the NIM breakdown. It increased in the quarter to 751 million, or 13.9%, improving, as I mentioned, basically because of greater volume of credit assignments, which totaled 2.6 billion reais in the quarter. On the next slide, we have the net results breakdown. Following from the net interest margin, we have the ALL expenses that decreased in this quarter, mainly related to corporate loans. This variation in administrative expenses is strongly associated with growth in origination of payroll deductible loans, which generates higher expenses accounted at the time of the origination. In personnel expenses, we see that the impact of the labor agreements, and we also have optimized our structure, which reduced this cost on an annual basis. We'll see that in details ahead. We presented an operational loss of 44 million reais in the quarter. As a result, we ended the quarter with a negative net result of 13 million reais. On the next page, we have the quarterly retail origination in a table showing the average monthly origination by product. We granted 5.5 billion reais in retail credits in the quarter, representing a monthly average of 1.8 billion, 4% higher than previous quarter and 9% higher in the last 12 months. Payroll held a significant level with an important share of INSS pensioners reaching a total of 856 million per month. Vehicles recovered in the quarter, reaching 542 million per month. On credit cards, we present a breakdown to show the payroll loan posting a 50% increase over last quarter, influenced by the release of margin of federal employees card, and the institutional card remained stable. To get to the total, we have real estate and consumer loan in lower volumes. On page 7, we present the credit portfolio breakdown. On the first table, we see that due to the strong origination in the quarter, payroll loans accounts now for 41% of our on-balance portfolio with 7.6 billion of reais. Vehicle financing follows with a 27% share. And in third comes corporate loans with 17% share. Among these three products, just payroll increased in the quarter and year. Payroll loan credit card got to almost 1 billion of reais, increasing 30% in the quarter. And the other products account for 10% of the portfolio. The on-balance credit portfolio increased 3% in the quarter, closing at 18.7 billion of reais, as we can see in the lower left chart. And next to it, on the right side, we present the evolution of the originated portfolio that reached 36.8 billion of reais, which considers not only the retained portfolio, but also the credits that we have originated and assigned since 2011. The originated portfolio so increased 11% in the last 12 months, showing our strong origination capacity. On slide 8, we have the quality of the portfolio. Our total NPL ratios remained relatively stable since 2015, considering the economic environment, with a soft positive trend in this year. As we notice, in the long-term view, this ratio peaked at 17% in June 12 and reduced since then because of better credit modeling and also portfolio mix. In the lower left chart, we see that the net expenses with provisions improved in the quarter. And next to it, we see the percentage of credits rated between AA and C, which also kept increasing due to a conservative posture in credit origination. On page 9, we present the bank's costs and expenses, segregating the expenses related to credit origination. In personnel and administrative expenses, they totaled 295 million in the quarter. In the quarter, for personnel, we see the impact of the labor agreements and also dismissals. But in the last 12 months, we managed to reduce 15% of our headcount, as shown also in the lower left chart. On the administrative side, we had more expenses with collection in the quarter. We are also pursuing efficiency gains, as noticed by the annual reduction in nominal and also real terms in the table. One way of showing that inefficiency is in the lower right chart when we compare the evolution of the originated credit portfolio to these expenses. On the origination expenses, we see the effect of the growth of payroll origination, the credit itself, and also the credit card. And here is important to note that the expenses accounted in the short term are heavier, but the operation generates less expense in the following months. On slide 10, we have the information on vehicle loans. As we can see in the top figure, the origination increased in the quarter after a few declines in previous quarters, and the portfolio decreased because of credit assignments. The bottom left table shows some information on origination, broken down by segment, stating our relevance in light vehicles and motorcycles, and also with a significant down payment. It's important to mention that profitability is our primary target and not market share. The bottom right table shows the high diversification degree of our origination with low concentration by economic groups. For instance, only 10% is originated, are originated by the 10 largest groups. On the next slide, we present the evolution of payroll loans. This quarter, we granted 2.6 billion in new loans, maintaining the level of last quarter. Looking at the origination, INSS pensioners accounted for 43%, and when we add the federal government and army forces, we get to 67%, and the rest is very pulverized. Even assigning a portion of this origination, the portfolio reached 7.6 billion of reais. On page 12, we see corporate loans portfolio. As a consequence of the scenario, this portfolio reduced to 3.2 billion in the quarter. And the pie chart, we can see the high diversification of the portfolio by industry, where the others group gather more than 30 segments. On next page, we show some information regarding ticket distribution and maturity of this portfolio. And it's interesting to notice that 76% of it relates to economic groups with a balance below 20 million of reais. And also 67% matures in the following 12 months. On page 14, we show the transaction volume evolution of funds credit card business line, segregated between institutional and payroll. This product has a seasonal behavior shown by the institutional or conventional credit card. In the annual comparison, we practically kept the same level, but more strict in terms of credit limits. Payroll card is expanding, evolving 50% in the quarter, with a great contribution from additional margin for federal employees card that started by the end of June 16. On slide 15, we have the insurance premiums generated by PAN, which expanded 20% in the quarter, reaching 48 million. And we see that credit insurance for vehicle loans remains as the main product, accounting for 68% of new premiums. The funding shown on page 16 closed the quarter at 19.8 billion of reais, almost in the same level of previous quarters. And moving on to the to the last slide, we have our capital. The Basel index stood at 13.4%, decreasing because of credit's portfolio increase. And our CET1 stood at 9.6%. And it's interesting to notice that we can manage our capital through the credit assignments to one of our controlling shareholders through the funding agreements. And with this, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star and then one. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star and then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Once again, if you have a question, please dial star and then one. We will pause further to assemble our roster. This concludes our question and answer session. Since there seem to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Caminha for his final remarks.
Well, thank you again for the presence. Have a nice day and see you next quarter.
This concludes Banco PAN's conference call. You may now disconnect. Have a good day.